Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Yud Zayin in Masechta Makis. Some of the topics we're learning about include the halacha of Ochel Tevel Shel Ma'aser Ani Loika. One gets Malkus even for eating Tevel fruits from which only Ma'aser Ani was not separated. The price regarding Tevel, new grown fruits become permitted to be eaten only after one separates all the required hafrashas. If one did not separate all the hafrashas, the fruits are considered Tevel, which is punishable with Misa B'dei Shemayim and Malkus. The required hafrashas are as follows. Truma, 1/50th goes to the Kayin, then Meister Rishon, from what's left, 1/10th goes to the Levi, and the Levi must then separate Trumas Meister, 1/10th of the Meister Rishon he got, and give the Trumas Meister to the Kayin. The owner must then separate another 10th from what he has left. In the first, second, fourth, and 50th year of the Shemitah cycle, this 10th is Meister Sheni, it belongs to the owner, but must be eaten in Yerushalayim. And in the third and 60th year of the Shemitah cycle, this 10th is Meister Ani, it goes to the poor. The machlik is regarding likreis es hashem al meiser ani shal demai, where the one must designate meiser ani in fruits of demai. The machlik is Reb Shimon v'chacham regarding kama yoichel min ha-tevel v'hechayev, what is the minimum amount of tevel one must eat to become liable for malchus, which is based on their machlik is regarding the concept of beria, an iser smaller than kezayis that was a complete entity has the significance of a shir kezayis. Does this apply only to Brias Neshama, a live being such as an insect, or even to a food such as Chita, a wheat grain of Tevel, which is a complete independent thing? The Machlokes Rabbi Akiva Chum regarding Bikurim, Kriya Ma'akeves Behen, whether the obligation to recite the Psukim is mandatory for the mitzvah Bikurim. The various Yisurim that Rabbi Shimon derives from the Pasuk Lisucho Lecho Bishorecha, a Manzirin Minadin, a punishment of Malkus cannot be derived through a Kavuchemer.